1200 WYO, AM and FM Stereo, Richfield. 7 a.m. By Wild Cherry from an album called Wild Cherry, and right off the request line at 452-3333. Play that funky music. Deep Purple a couple of moments away, and Michael J right away. Michael, if you turn on your microphone, I'll turn on mine.
There it comes.
On the telephone, right. Eh, Mike?
I don't know about the whipped cream part, but the rest is just fine.
No, that was Mary Klazenitzer.
Is this another friend of yours?
Yeah, he's a hang glider flyer. He's one we had on the air here many times.
Oh, they're nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Larry, he was down there at... where the heck was that, anyway? Down by Maiden Rock or Alma, Wisconsin? Nelson, it was.
Down in...
God's
what is that
country.
Called? The Dells. The Dells area?
No, it's, the bluffs down on the other side.
Oh,
of
by La Crosse. Okay.
Yeah, he went off down there with his hang glider and got tripped up somehow and did an end over end all the way down the cliff.
Ooh.
But he's still doing fine. Dedicated to the sport.
He'll be out of the hospital in December.
Yeah.
No, that's... Do you know down there on Cliff Road where they jump off the cliffs? Have you seen them do that down there?
No, I've heard about that. Down here to the left of us.
I was wondering how come, usually when someone starts doing that, some authority figure comes along and says, don't do that.
All right, get these kites out of here.
Yeah, get this out. Yeah. I don't know what... I see them doing it all the time. I keep on expecting to see the sheriff drive in there and say, oh, the snow!
Yeah, usually they do get thrown out. It's hard. It used to be years ago you could go around to anybody's hill and, do you mind if I jump with my kite? Oh, fine, we'd like to watch you splash.
You know why?
Insurance, I suppose.
Well, yeah, that whole thing with legal and suits and suing, if you're the third cousin of the guy that owns the property, they'll sue you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's the news?
Oh, it's 44 degrees. Be careful. I guess there's a little bit of ground fog here and there this morning out and around.
So if you're a groundhog...
Yeah, be careful of the ground. It's 44, yes, 7 minutes past seven. President Ford last night took credit for stewarding the American economy through what he called an incredible comeback over the past 2 years. In a speech formally kicking off his election campaign, Ford told a University of Michigan audience, "The American people demand specifics, not smiles, performances, and not promises." Wonder who he was talking about. Ford was cheered warmly by most of the 14,000 spectators, but a small band of hecklers drowned out the president's speech at times. Ford ignored the interruptions and even continued talking while they were letting off firecrackers.
That's a wild campaign. I don't like that when they do that. Carter's got that problem, too, because everyone's chasing Carter. And
hey,
really
the way I look at it, those dinglings run around out there, politicians in general,
true,
right?
I guess.
And they say, hey,
But I couldn't do it. I guess, I would feel, if I was walking along, I've not noticed it with Ford, but I noticed it with Carter, as he's walking along, and he's smiling, that nice little Jimmy grin, and he's shaking hands with everybody, and then all these people are around him going, and I would, I'd flip them the finger.
Well, if they can't do the time, they shouldn't do the crime.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah,
you
if you're going to get up there and talk stupid.
What did Harry say? If you can't stand the heat,
get out of the
refrigerator.
Jimmy Carter has not commented on Ford's speech so far, but in his own campaign speeches yesterday, he said Ford turned a difficult economic situation into a disaster is what he did. Running mate Walter Mondale and other top Democrats were predictably critical of the Ford talk. Mondale said the speech was full of bold misrepresentation, and senators like Edward Kennedy, William Proxmire, and Alan Cranston say Ford's proposals on key issues are absolutely nothing new. The Senate's okayed a compromise federal budget measure totaling $413 billion, $100 million. The House is expected to follow suit today. Two Soviet cosmonauts are up there orbiting the Earth using East German equipment to make geological and geographical experiments. For the first time in two decades, water supplies were cut off completely today in parts of southwest England. 30 towns and villages with a total population of about 160,000 do not have water this morning.
Oy, oy, oy.
Viking scientists hope to get the Mars lander's mechanical scooping arm working again by ordering Scoop to ignore the instructions of a faulty on-off switch. If the order directing the Scoop to override that switch works properly, a honcho down there says the Scoop will dump a load of Mars pebbles into the inorganic chemistry instrument by tomorrow.
Mm.
Now, this is really strange. There was a very bizarre suicide in Japan yesterday. Normally, suicides are nothing to really talk about on the news, but an elderly couple...
Especially from Japan.
A former college president in Japan and his wife took out a $50,000 life insurance policy, then booked passage on a 4-seat sightseeing plane. As the plane circled an island 70 miles from Tokyo, so a cameraman, also on the plane, could take some pictures, the couple began stabbing the young pilot. Then both the man and woman jumped out of the plane and plunged 6,000 feet to their deaths in the Pacific Ocean. The other passenger, the cameraman, is not a licensed pilot. They say he didn't ever fly a plane before, but he managed to maneuver the plane back to Tokyo International Airport and landed it safely. Both he and the pilot were hospitalized with cuts from the crazed couple. Airport authorities called the landing a miracle.
Now that could make a movie.
Yeah. Japers. Normally, you know, people wouldn't like those kind of stories on because they'd say, well, that gives a lot of people an idea, you know, but who wants to jump 6,000 feet to their death?
That's weird.
Federal Trade Commission has released thousands of pages of material submitted by makers of acne remedies to substantiate their advertising claims or get out of there. Documents from various firms generally agree that although the skin problem of acne can be treated, it cannot be cured. One official says acne remains a problem because its exact cause still remains a mystery.
Excuse me while I put down my Hershey bar.
You got to wash your face 6 times a day.
That's what my mother told me.
I used to go to school look like a piece of raw hamburger, you know,
yeah,
from washing.
I used
to use lava hand soap on my face. It still didn't do any good.
You know what I used to do?
Take my dad's hand sander.
I used to take Noxzema, and put it on my face just thick when I went to bed at night, and my head would literally slide off the pillow. I mean, really, I'd have it an inch thick, and my little brother comes into my room one time and he says, "What's that on your face?" You know? And I said, "My face? Nothing's wrong
Nothing.
With my face."
Nothing.
He said, "Your face is all full of stuff." And I said, "No, it's all right. You want me to rub your cheek? Come here, little kid." And he goes, "Ah!" You know? It was great.
Bet your mom had to shout it out once in a while on your pillowcase.
Yes, oh.
North Carolina reportedly has its own version of Bigfoot this morning. This is right off the wire. I'm not making this up. The alleged monster man that stalks the rural northwestern United States. Now, this one is simply called That Thing. People who claim to have seen it around the Cape Fear River. Now, the Cape Fear River in eastern North Carolina say it is more than 7 feet tall, has black fur and feet that are 18 inches long and only 3 toes. Ay, ay, ay. I don't believe it, do you?
Buys his tennies at Kinney's.
Still looking for the $6 million man in the
woods. That dumb show.
I know.
And now the premier is going to have him saving
Bigfoot from the aliens from outer space.
Yeah, can you believe that?
No, I would rather cram that.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of believe it or cram it,
yeah,
we must have a few of those today. Every neighborhood has one, but soon you'll be able to rush down to your local store and buy your very own. The latest in fad toys is, believe it or not, a dirty old man doll. Yes, it was shown at the first annual San Francisco Toy Exposition last week. The doll is named Uncle Sherman, the original Flasher doll. It's described as an exhibitionist doll that everyone will love. Uncle Sherman comes in a variety of outfits, including a trench coat, a tuxedo, a smoking jacket, terry cloth bathrobe, or denim overhauls, all of which open with ease, of course, exposing the doll's plastic...
Whatchamacallit,
yes. Uncle Sherman is the brainchild of Alan Tegmeyer and Christine Moll, who report that Sherman was doing a brisk business at the toy convention a week ago.
Rush
right out and get yourself one of those.
Two people immediately after the convention were sent back to the Chock Full and Nuts Hilton for a little vacation.
Free enterprise and all that. U100 super summer weather, clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow, warmer today. A little warmer tonight and tomorrow. High today in the low 70s, low tonight near 50. High tomorrow in the mid-70s. It's 44 right now. Michael J. Douglas with Rob Sherman.
When you consider what I've done just about every newscast for the past 3 days, this will not be much of a surprise.
What are you doing?
Mike.
Oh, no.
Pat and I bought one of those dolls.
Oh, how are you? I haven't seen you since yesterday. Stop that other man from laughing in there. Let's get into the conversation.
Well, we bought one of those dolls.
Good to see you.
And Pat got a little buzz, but I didn't even get off. By request, Deep Purple.
Yo! You 100 a couple of Elton John songs. Well, actually, two Elton John, one Kiki Knee. Your song is a couple of moments away, right off the request line. This is Don't You Go Breaking My Heart. You 100 special dedication to a gal at brought along her transistor radio to the bus stop this morning so she could hear me play.
It's a little bit funny.
U100, the station the Twin Cities made famous. U100 right off the request line. It's Gordon Lightfoot and the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Good song. Michael, join me on the air. It's time. In a couple of moments, by request, Golden Earrings, Rain of Love. You know, every time I hear that song, I don't know. I was raised right up in that area with all those boats and everything, and it never really struck me that it's kind of like the sea, like anything, you know, going off to the sea, you know, the whole thing.
I think that's a good song.
That is a good song.
It's one of the only songs that'll probably be around for a long, long time because it's an actual American folk song written
and
by a folk artist.
It tells a story. Tells a story.
A true story.
Yeah, a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you, those boats, though, that really is something up there in that lake. It really is, because I was out on that lake one time in a big boat, and it wasn't even November. It was in September, and I didn't believe waves on Lake Superior could exist like that. It was incredible.
I lived up on Lake Michigan. It was like that, too. Very scary.
Well, you know, Lake Superior is so deep that the swells get going. You know, that's what happens, those big swells and, you know, 20-feet waves, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you don't think on it.
You know why they call them swells? They're really not all that swell.
That's for sure.
With your
that's
hip boots on, and they come over the side.
That's
know.
For sure. I'll tell you sometime about my adventure when the waves almost washed me into the water, and I had to be rescued.
You had to be rescued? Well, tell us now.
Well, there's a canal out there, and I was out on the point, and the waves were breaking over the cement thing, and we were stuck out there, so they had to come out and get us.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Just
didn't
yeah.
you almost die or anything?
Well, yeah. Yeah. We waved, and if they hadn't seen us, we would have been done for.
Ay-yi-yi.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
That's the first time I went scuba diving.
Well, there's a young guy in the hospital today that I was going to say hello to. He's 21 years old. His name is Mike Shuda. Now, to most of you people, you don't know who he is.
I
he calls
Mike.
Us up here a
I
lot of times. But he, more than anyone else, I think, was responsible for breaking that story once upon a time about some of the irregularities that were happening, the alleged irregularities that were happening in the Minneapolis police property room. And he's a young fellow who stayed right in there and dug up some dirt and things. And
that's why he's in the hospital.
Yeah, I don't know what's the matter. He's in for tests or something. But Mike Shuda at Fairview Hospital.
Hiya, Mike.
He could sure use a card or a letter or something or a date when he gets out because he's terribly ugly.
What's the... Oh, it's a great day for watching the shorts, and it's a great day for reading the sports.
How'd you like that, Art?
What is the sports?
A guy named Art Grau says if we sing that song one more time, he's going to drive his car right into a bridge.
It's a great day for watching the shorts, and it's a great day for reading the sports.
There goes Art.
What's the news?
The sports
news.
You mean?
Yeah, the
sports. Oh. Well, it's 44 degrees in the Twin Cities. It's 22 minutes before 8. Minnesota Vikings open their home football season Sunday when they play the Los Angeles Rams. Both teams are 1-0. The Vikings beat the New Orleans Bunch in their opening game. They smeared them 40-9. Rams downed Atlanta 30-14. When the teams last met in the regular season in 1974, the Vikings lost 20-17 after winning 4 in a row. However, the 74 NFC Championship game, in that game, Minnesota beat Los Angeles 14-10. Minnesota North Stars opened camp yesterday at Met Sports Center with a batch of promising young forwards and a still questionable defense. Gone from last year's team is goaltender Cesar Maniago, who was traded to Vancouver for goalie Gary Smith. The Stars finished in fourth place in the Smythe division of the National Hockey League. Billy Campbell of the Minnesota Twins, who's appeared in more games than any other relief pitcher in the American League, says he could use more work, like pitching every day, he says. In an interview, Campbell said, "I'd give anything to be able to play every day." Campbell is the top candidate for the Fireman of the Year award. Oakland A's down the Minnesota Twins 5-2 Wednesday night in Oakland. Two-out, bases-loaded single by Don Vallers. Key to five-run eighth-inning rally that gave Oakland a 3-1/2-game first-place lead in the American West. Bill Steed's... Oh, here's some more squirrely sports. Bill Steed's Frogs have been steady winners at various California frog-jumping derbies. Now he's branching out. Steed trains jumping frogs in Sacramento by hypnotizing them and playing music designed to get their subconscious revved up for jumping. Having conquered the local talent, Steed is taking out some of his prize pupils later this month to Caracas, Venezuela, for the first Latin American international frog jump.
He's going to travel with North American shows, yeah. Royal American shows, playing Alexander's ragtime band on his warts.
Oh, in other weird sports, in pet rock sports, a Virginia businessman has worked out the ultimate answer to the pet rock craze.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Harton is offering burial services for pet rocks when yours dies for $10. The coffin is a dollar extra, and for $2.50 more, you can have your rock cremated or buried at sea. That's right, cremation. The rocks are taken to a Virginia Beach company, which grinds them up. That produces rock dust, which is then burned and scattered to the four winds. Mm-hmm. And for another $2.50, Harton says he'll even sing Rock of Ages.
Well, I like a little rock music once in a while.
Yeah, me too. U100 super fall weather here. Clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow. Warmer today, a little warmer tonight and tomorrow. High today in the low 70s, low tonight near 50. High tomorrow in the mid 70s.
I have a confession. 44. I have a confession to make, Michael.
With Rob Sherwood.
I was just reminded on the phone to admit to something that...
You're going to start admitting stuff?
Yeah, it was on my... It's been on my conscience ever since the Optimist's fishing contest at Lake Minnetonka.
Well, everybody knows you didn't catch no trout.
The one where I caught the rainbow trout, 12 pounds?
Yeah.
12 pounds, 4 ounces.
You lied.
What?
A dirty lie.
We've got a picture of it.
I don't care. You phonied it up.
Got a picture
like of it. Like a National Enquirer front pager.
Let me tell you what happened that morning.
Cut out a fish.
We were going for the big fish, right?
Yeah.
And we got skunked.
Yeah.
With 15 minutes to go, could I let Hal Scott just take it all?
No.
So we went over to this...
Did he even give you a drink out of it?
Public landing. And we bought a trout.
You bought a trout?
Bought a trout.
Yeah.
And we put it on a string and took it in.
Well, didn't they charge you with misrepresentation or anything like that?
We stuffed it with we stuffed it with lead.
Shame.
We did.
Shame.
But let me tell you something. I got to tell you something. This was so funny because, you know, these were big fishermen. I mean, you know, they had these jackets on with bass badges all over and all that sort of stuff, and their back of their necks were all sunburned.
Two rods and reels, two motors on
right.
the boat.
Right. Oh, incredible. And we pulled into the dock out at Paul's Landing, and we got this dumb trout hanging on this big stringer. And it looks like a minnow, I swear, right?
Yeah.
It's about a... 1 pound trout. Well, no, not even that
you
much.
You said it was 15 pounds.
Well, that's what it weighed in at because we used our thumb.
Oh.
But anyway, we hold it up there, and you know these fishermen, they look at this trout, and they go, "Where'd you catch that?" I mean, they believed it.
They did.
They believed it for a while.
Well, you can fool some.
But then when they saw that it had already been gutted.
That was the end right there.
So I have to admit that.
Yeah.
We did not catch a 12-pound trout out at Lake Minnetonka.
Well, as long as you're rolling here, admit some more stuff now.
But I did catch a salmon that very morning. Now, that's true.
Oh, you lie.
No.
Yes, you do.
It was, or was it a tuna?
Tuna.
Tuna, that was one of them. U-100 is 750, and I'm Rob Sherwood. Here comes the request line song at 452-3333. I'm answering him because there's smoker this morning. Bay City Rollers off their love letter LP. Let's go.
I don't know what it is, but they love you so.
Woo! U100 love letter song 753 Bay City Rollers. A couple of moments, Beatles song called Abbey Road. At least the last couple of cuts on the Abbey Road album coming up in a moment. Right now, it's time for the Rolling Stones. WYO, AM and FM Stereo Richmond. It's 8 a.m. All right, Walter Murphy and the Fifth of Beethoven showing it on my news line.
I'll take a fifth of that.
I'll take a fifth.
Yeah. I had a fight with Jim Beam last night, and he won.
That's the old joke. Whatever, whatever happened to Beethoven's fifth? Well, he drank it.
Oh. It was funnier the first time.
I didn't even laugh the first time, to tell you the truth.
Well, don't be telling me the truth. I don't want to hear your problems.
Want to hear some of my favorite jokes?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear them.
Two guys walking on the street. One guy says to the other guy, "Didn't I meet you in Detroit?" The other guy says, "I've never been to Detroit." The first guy says, "Neither have I. Must have been a couple other guys."
Boo!
Yo, come
on.
Give
me another one.
My car is in such rotten shape that every Sunday I take my friends out for a push.
Boo!
Did
it's
I tell
about
you?
As big as I went to get, I went to get the shocks fixed on my car.
Yeah?
Yeah. Said I went to put on four shocks, and when I got the bill, I got another one.
Yeah, five shocks. Yeah, did you...
your jokes really stink.
Did I ever tell you about my dog with no legs?
No.
Yeah, I got a dog with no legs. Every night I go home, wags his tail, I take it out for a drag.
Oh, gee, you're naughty. I'm going to call St. James and tell him.
Tell him I'm making dog jokes. Okay, I don't have any. I got more too, but I'm not going to tell them.
Good.
Oh, I know which one. I'll tell this one. I've told this one before. Oh, guy's walking down the street, sees another guy, says, "You look terrible. What's the matter?" He says, "My fourth wife died."
Oh.
He says, "Your fourth wife died? What happened to your first wife?" "Well, she died eating poison mushrooms."
Uh-huh.
"Yeah, what happened to your second wife?" "Well, she died eating poison mushrooms." "He says, what happened to your third wife?" "She died eating poison mushrooms." "He says, what happened to your fourth wife?" "Well, she fell out the window and broke her neck." "Oh, really? How'd that happen?" "She wouldn't eat the poison mushrooms."
That was a good one. I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
That Kenny Engman was on Johnny Carson a few weeks ago, and I thought I was going to die. He was so funny.
I missed it.
So funny. Yeah. And told the same old jokes, you know?
Yeah.
"Take my wife."
"Please."
Does it. And
hey,
I...
your best friend just ran off with your wife. "Oh, I'm sure going to miss him."
I forgot that one. That's a good one.
Maynard Spieth's classic there.
Is that really?
Yeah.
It's one of the good ones.
Well, I have news to do. You know, I can't sit in here frivoling away my time with you.
Telling little humorous anecdotes.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Okay, what is your news?
It's 46 degrees in the Twin Cities, about 6 minutes past 8 right now. Dennis Nielsen, Inver Grove Heights, has been hospitalized in critical condition for burns suffered in that petroleum refinery fire over at St. Paul Park. Northwestern Refining Company it was. The fire broke out in a processing unit about 8:50 last night. The fire was brought under control an hour and a half later. Nielsen lives on East Upper 73rd Street in Inver Grove Heights, I believe. An unidentified 57-year-old man has been arrested as the head of a teenage theft ring here in the Twin Cities. Man was booked yesterday in the Hennepin County Jail, and he's got to appear in court today. The man allegedly schooled dozens of teenagers in the techniques of burglary and then showed them business targets to hit, sharing in the stolen profits. A 26-year-old Chaska man has been indicted by a federal grand jury in St. Paul for broadcasting a phony Citizens Band radio distress call. Bruce Edward Schaff was arrested yesterday by two Shakopee cops and an FBI agent. The fake CB call was put out the night of August 4th. It said a light plane carrying three people was sinking in the Minnesota River near downtown Shakopee. Two helicopters from Flying Cloud Field and 75 rescuers joined in the search for 6 hours until authorities decided it was a hoax. Schaff faces a maximum $10,000 fine and a year in jail. Ay, ay, ay. President Ford's back home in Washington after delivering his first official campaign speech. In that speech, Ford called for a reduction, or reduced down payments, rather, on older homes and accessible and affordable health care. Democratic vice presidential nominee Walter Mondale accused the president of bald misrepresentation in his speech. Mondale called the administration record on employment abominable, or is it abominable, and on home ownership a disgrace. American Independent Party presidential nominee Lester Maddox says George Wallace has crossed over to the enemy camp. Maddox says Wallace's current allies actually hate the Alabama governor. And, quote, here's what Maddox says, if Wallace lost a tire off his wheelchair, nobody would replace it. Which reminds me, some politicians usually brag, right, that they're self-made men.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That relieves God of that terrible responsibility.
Okay, that's not bad.
No contract talks scheduled today, the second day of the United Auto Workers Union walkout against Ford. UAW President Leonard Woodcock says he doesn't know how long the strike will last, but that it'll be longer than the 2 weeks predicted by some observers. Teamsters Union members are on strike also against United Parcel Service in 15 eastern states. The union leader says the walkout is keeping those brown trucks from delivering packages everywhere from Maine all the way to South Carolina. Five new earth tremors of moderate intensity hit northeastern Italy today, making life even more miserable for thousands forced into tent cities by a major quake 4 months ago. Two Soviet cosmonauts today activated scientific equipment aboard their Soyuz 22 spacecraft and began taking pictures of the Earth from their vantage point in orbit. A TV broadcast from the craft, the flight commander said, in one, that all systems are working really good, Ski. 30 British towns are without water today as Britain's water crunch grows more and more acute. The cutoff will affect thousands of householders by the weekend. And people thought it was a joke back a while ago when the British officials were telling people to please take baths together and save money.
The drought is so bad over there.
The what?
Drought is so bad.
I thought you said drought for a second. I was going to say, where are you from, Duluth?
Oh, drought is terrible.
The drought, they're getting the bath.
They're paying people £5 to spit on the sidewalk.
You're kidding. So dry out there, a guy had to save up for 4 weeks before he could spit. Oh, here's one for you.
They're sewing stamps on letters.
They are. How dry was it? Yeah, they found a... It was so dry out there.
Yeah?
That they found an old man, a very fat man.
Yeah?
Hiding. Hiding in a car wash, trying to disguise himself as a 58 Buick. Just so he could get a bath.
You made that up on the spot, didn't you?
Oh, no, I made it up here by my desk.
Oh, okay.
The spot's in the other room. Hey, Jim Tatro, a lot of people know him. Jim Tatro, Invergrove Heights, was slightly inebriated, you know, at a party the other night. And he ran into this strange woman by mistake. Excuse me, he apologized. I thought you were my wife. You're a fine sort of husband for any woman, you stupid, ugly drunk, she said angrily. Pedro said, there, you see, you talk just like my wife.
I never eat cookies if they have rum, because one little bite can turn a man to a bum. Can you imagine a sorrier disgrace than a drunk in the gutter with crumbs on his face?
Yeah. U100 super fall weather looks like clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow. Warmer today, a little warmer tonight and tomorrow. High today in the low 70s, low tonight near 50, and a high tomorrow in the mid 70s. It's 46 right now. Michael J. Douglas with Rob Sherwood.
We were talking about Henny Youngman earlier doing his old jokes, you know. Can you imagine Nixon going to be a
stand-up comedian?
Yes. Doing something like, take my wife. Okay. That'd be all right.
Sure. Well, just keep rolling there.
I don't have a finish.
I'm listening. You're talking.
Once there was a way.
U100, this is Orleans. It's 8:17. I'm Robbie Bones. All right. You are still warm. U100, you're still warm. That's Orleans. 8:20 on Thursday morning. Michael J. joins me one more time. Right on Super U, moments away. Devil Woman, Cat Stevens. U100 to Cat Stevens,
right off the request line at 824. Like this song, Father and Son.
It's not time. I have to go.
U100, it's 827. Chicago, from the number 10 album. Let's go.
If you leave me now.
U100, it's 853. Brother Bob's on at 9, and right now the question I'm going to ask you on Thursday morning is... Go!
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show? The movie show.
U100 is 856. I'm Rob Sherwood. And for 9 years, I've been saying the preceding was a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced without the written consent of me, and I'm Robbie Buns. And I'll get by with a little help from my friends. You can fly me.